wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. As the evangelist goes forth into the world to proclaim the gospel of Christ, he finds that men are so different. Some are like Saul of Tarsus in the Bible. They're so hard-headed, it takes a blow to knock them down before he can do them any good. But others are already defeated, crushed, and ashamed. They are tossed about with conflicts within and distresses without. Such need words of tender understanding to comfort their aching heart and to quiet their heaving breast. My Bible text is the answer to such need. Listen. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These are the words of a real man who shows a perfect understanding of human distress. But what man could undertake such a task as to give rest to every troubled heart? No mere man or even an angel could do that. Only God could. Yet these are true words, and ever since they were first uttered over 1900 years ago, distressed people have been testing them, and they have always found, as the poet wrote, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. To meet all human need, one must be both God and man. This is true of only one person, Jesus. It would be not only a boastful claim, but it would be blasphemy for anyone else to so speak. I once saw a photo of a cathedral over its door in South America were these words engraven in stone, come unto Mary and she will give you rest. Now Mary was the mother of our Lord, the most highly favored of all women, but she was not God. If you could contact Mary right now and say to her, Mary, I am told that you can give me rest. I come to you, Mary, for rest. Mary would say, you have been misdirected. I cannot give you rest, for I am not God. You must go to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. He can, and he will give you rest. Mary never called anyone to her, nor promised to give them rest. But Mary said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And she directed people to Jesus, her son and her Lord. Neither Mary, nor Peter, nor Paul. None could give troubled souls rest. None but the Lord Jesus Christ. A magazine had an account of a big religious campaign, and it said, if this altar could speak, it would say, come unto me, ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What heathenish idolatry! A wooden altar could no more give you rest than could a stone image. Neighbor, don't be deceived. You can go to altars, images, baptismal fonts, communion tables, or any of man's devices and come away with an empty heart, with no rest and no peace. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you that rest for which your heart yearns. He can because he is God. He is able. No case is too hard for him. The second reason is that the Lord Jesus was the great sin bearer on Calvary's cross, dying for our sins, bearing their heavy load, wounded for our transgressions. So he can now say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The third reason is that he is the risen living Lord, having conquered Satan and sin, death and the grave, and now being alive forevermore and crowned with glory and honor in heaven. He calls from the highest throne in heaven to the lowest depths of sin on earth. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest, not a rest of body, but rest unto your soul, real soul rest. after the storm of guilt and shame, being tossed about by fear and dread, to know sweet peace in Jesus. I know this touches a chord in your heart, and an inward voice says, oh, how I need this soul rest. For years, as my sins troubled me, I longed for peace, and I'm sure that you do too. Some may have a light exterior, but a heavy heart. A carefree outside, but a troubled inside. Neighbor, you need the Lord Jesus Christ. He can give you the rest your heart so craves. How? He says, come unto me, I will give you rest. He will not sell it. Beware of any religion that tries to sell you favor with God. You can't buy it, nor merit it either. Just recently, the head of one of the largest church systems of the world broadcast these words, use your money wisely, it will make you happier, and it will help you get to heaven. Such speeches may make a church rich, but they won't save your soul. Whether uttered by the Pope or a preacher, they're soul-damning lies. The Lord Jesus said, I will give you rest. It's free grace. You can't buy it. And so man, in his pride, rejects it. He turns it down, not willing to be the recipient of God's free grace. A woman who thought she was going to heaven because of the money she had given away was told by a Christian, there's only one door to heaven, and that's the door the dying thief took. Christ is the door. Then the woman shrieked, thief, thief, must I enter the same door as a thief? I'd rather be damned. What an awful decision. And would you, my neighbor, strut on in your pride down the broad road to hellfire rather than humble yourself and repent and go to heaven? Oh, hear me good. PRIDE has sent more people down to hellfire than anything else, more than even lust or liquor. Pride. The devilish subtle enemy of your soul. I tell you, it will lock the door of heaven in your face and open the gates of hellfire to you. Eternal issues are at stake. Resign your pride and in real repentance seek the Lord. The Lord Jesus said, come unto me. He didn't tell us to go and join some lodge or church, yet so many people will respond to the appeals of preachers and religions. They will go to altars or baptismal fonts. They will sign up and join up. But when the Lord Jesus says, come unto me, they give him no response. You must have a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. It may be in a church house or in the woods. There is no virtue in either. The important thing is that you come to Christ. Don't stop short of getting to Jesus Christ. The devil's trick is to sidetrack you into just joining the church, but never coming to Jesus. Neighbor, in real concern for your soul, I entreat you, don't stop till from your heart you can say, Jesus is mine and I am his. Amen. The Lord Jesus said, all ye that labor, what's that? The engine labors when the load is too big for it and it can't pull the grade. That's just the way you are. You are losing out as sin is getting you down and the world's current is carrying you away. One day you thought you had what it took, but now you cannot make the grade. Simon Peter once thought that he had what it took as he walked the waves, but when he began to sink, he cried to Jesus, Lord, save me. And if you realize this, then you are the one who is laboring and the one Jesus is calling. All ye heavy laden, what's that? That's the burden of sin, laden with iniquity. That's the guilt that makes you roll and toss on your bed at night and makes your footsteps so heavy they sound like drum beats, reminding you that you're marching into eternity. Neighbor, are you not heavy laden with an unbearable burden? You are just the one Jesus is calling. Come unto me, ye heavy laden. I will give you rest. He wants to lift that load of your sin and guilt and give you his peace. Will you not come to him right now? You know you need him. You feel a tug of response in your heart. You really want to come to him, but perhaps you say, I don't know how to come to him. If he were walking on earth as he once did, I could understand, but how can I come to him now? You can't come to him with your feet, to walk to him. You can't come with your hands to feel him, nor with your eyes to see him. There's only one way you can come. It is by faith. Nothing is so simple and yet so real as his faith. This is the way it works. Get down on your knees and with your Bible open to Matthew 11:28, read those words of Jesus. Just like he's speaking them right to you, and he is. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then look up to heaven, where the Lord Jesus sits on the highest throne, and tell him, Lord Jesus, as a heavy laden sinner, I now come to thee to save me and give me thy rest. He sees you, and he will hear you, and he will receive you as his own. Your burden of sin and guilt will all go, never to return. And his peace will fill your soul, so that you can say, Lord Jesus, I thank thee. Thou hast given me rest, real soul rest, Lord Jesus. I thank thee, and now I want to live for thee. But I must also warn you, the Lord Jesus who spoke those tender words of mercy had to say of some people, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Neighbor, you're on your own. You may choose to come to Christ and have life and real soul rest, or you may refuse to come. No one can come for you, and no one can make you come. But of the day of judgment it is written, God will bring thee into judgment. You will have to come then. But it will be too late for mercy. Well, you might dread meeting God in your sins to answer for all your wickedness. But nothing could be worse to face than this, that you heard these words of our wonderful Savior as he called you, saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you would not come. For you to see your judge, the man Christ Jesus, on that throne as the one who has all power in heaven and earth, and then to remember how he stooped to call you a wretched sinner to save and bless you, and you turned him down. You can blame no one but yourself. Your folly will make you ashamed. Your hopeless doom will make you tremble in fear as you hear your verdict. Depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Today he says, Come unto me, but then he will say, Depart from me. If you will not obey the first, then you must obey the second. If you will not now come to him and have rest, then you must depart into fire where they rest not day and night forever. Neighbor, consider all this today and be sure of this one thing ere you close your eyes in sleep tonight, that you have really come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a heavy laden sinner to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and that he has given you that real soul rest. Amen. Were we to visit hellfire today, we would hear such bitter wails. Hearken! For 30 pieces of silver, for 30 pieces of silver. That is Judas Iscariot, who chose money instead of Jesus. Another wail sounds, almost, almost. That is King Agrippa, who was almost persuaded to be a Christian. But one wail comes from many, and it seems the most bitter of all, as they cry, I turned him down, I turned him down. Who did they turn down? He is the very Lord Jesus who calls you today, saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the fear of the living God and the light of eternity, I beseech you, my neighbor, don't you be another one to cry that bitter wail, I turned him down, I turned him down, I turned him down. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God through his bondservant, David Brinkman.